Some demonstrators sit in wheelchairs, some lean on walkers, and some stand on their own 2 feet. Luann Stevenson doesn't look like she has a disability, but she says she has osteoarthritis of the spine, a degenerative disease. She says she's able to do things for herself now, but she expects to be in a wheelchair as the disease progresses.
I don't want to end up in a nursing home. That'd be my worst nightmare. I want to end up getting care and being able to stay in my apartment.
Stevenson lives in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City, where she says she has access to everything she needs, stores, public transportation, and friends. Case manager Sharla Whitaker helps those with disabilities get out of nursing homes and into their own homes. She says people have good reasons to avoid nursing homes.
They don't have a lot of the freedoms. Like, they can't leave their house when they feel like it. They can't have people over. Their family, you know, can come during visiting hours, but it's not, you can't have a family dinner or anything like that. So all of that stuff's really important to people. That's the biggest reason I see why people want to get out of the nursing homes.
Whitaker says Medicaid tends to funnel people into nursing homes. That's why the disability rights community is excited about a provision of the Affordable Care Act known as the Community First Option. This allows Medicaid dollars that would have supported someone in a nursing home to be used to pay for care in their own home. This would expand options for the disabled community beyond the state's limited waiver program. Jerry Costley is the executive director of Utah's Disabled Rights Action Committee. He's calling on Utah Senators Mike Lee and Orrin Hatch to support the Affordable Care Act so the disabled community can have this kind of option.
Senators Lee and Hatch have pretty much declared war on the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and we do not want to be collateral damage in their war on Obamacare.
Assuming the Affordable Care Act still stands in a few months, then Costley says they will be urging state leaders to adopt the Community First option. For Utah to have this option, the governor and the state legislature would have to approve it. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.